Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello, hello. This is John from the Entrepreneur Academy. Welcome. Today, we are going to talk about customers, the people every business needs. Customers, for most businesses, seems to be one of the things people can't get, or they think they can't get. Today, in this podcast, I want to give you a couple of ideas how you can find your customers and how you can actually make this really, really easy. I know it sounds a bit like magic, but I can tell you how this works, and we're doing this all the time. While working with startups, the one thing they come up with is, I don't have any customers. I don't know where to start. I might have a really brilliant idea, but I do not know where can I sell it to and who is going to pay me for this. Well, first of all, one thing. If you have already got a business idea and you haven't got any customers, you probably started on the wrong end anyway. Because whatever business you start up and whatever thing you do, you always start with your customers and not with any products or anything else. So a business idea has to be based on what it is doing for your customers. Now, let's take this away. I mean, it doesn't really matter in what situation you're in right now. Have a look at what it is you actually do. What kind of business you're really in? So if you know, then you need to answer the question, why are you doing this? I mean, what is the point of doing what you're thinking of doing? Now, the easiest way probably to get around this, if you're not sure about customers and you don't really know where to find it, is to create a customer for yourself. And this is an exercise I do with pretty much every startup I work with. We take a blank piece of paper and we're going to write down everything we want a customer to be. And on the other side of the piece of paper, we're going to write everything we don't want our customer to be. For example, we definitely want the customer to pay us. So there's no point having a customer who can't pay us. We also want certain things from our customer. For example, maybe there's a certain age group you want to work with, or maybe there is, I don't know, there has to be the gender issue, it has to be male or female, or whatever it is your business are in, it doesn't really matter. You just decide what you think you would feel most comfortable doing. If you feel really comfortable with this, then there is a lot of possibility that you will love working with these people anyway. So let's say you're a young startup and you're thinking about offering specific services. Let's say something like a secretarial service, online service, or something like that. Now, if you're 25 years old yourself, you probably would like very much to work with people in the same age group than you. You know, it's going to be very different than working with someone who's 50. So if you say, okay, on my list, my age group of people is probably between 25 and 30 years old. Now, you know what kind of business you're going to offer. So let's say a large organization, in this case, will probably have their own secretary already. So why would they need you? So you would probably look at something like a smaller scale business or something like, I don't know, maybe a single business, a single person business, or maybe one or two people. Or a small team who don't have the resources and yet in order to actually employ someone full time. So you will be looking at, you know, whatever, one person up to three people within or five within the company. Then you would think about, is it male or female? What do you prefer working with? I mean, you're getting on better with male or you're getting on better with female? Think about it and just write it down. On the other side, definitely write down the things you don't want your customer to be. So for example, you don't want him to be an idiot. You don't want him to have stress. You want someone who is organized, someone who's whatever. So write down all the things you see as a positive and as a negative. Then look at both sides and cancel out what is working and what is not working. So which one cancels the other one out? So to make sure that there is no discrepancy between those two, so you don't have contradictions. Now, if you come down on your list, you realize much more what your customer actually is about. Well, the next step is we need to figure out where are these people. So now we know we're looking at 25 to 30 year old. We're looking at one man bands or five people, small groups. So where do you find those people? Where are they? Well, probably social media could be a very good tool to figure out what it is. You can start a search on social media with specific criteria and point where you can really specify that group. You can go even further. I mean, if you're a hairdresser and you say, I like to work with red hair people, well, do that. Specialize as a hairdresser in red hair. Specialize as a hairdresser in whatever you like. I mean, it doesn't really matter. And don't worry about that there are not enough people out there. There are massive amount of people out there. There always are. The thing is, if you don't look at them, you don't see them and you don't think they're there. But if you start looking at them, you realize, my God, there are so many of us, unbelievable. And that's really how it works every single time. So if you want to find a customer, then cut it down. Create your own customer. Look at the customer you would like to work with. And then all you need to do, go out there and try to find exactly these people. And now, as you know what you're looking for, you're going to find them. You also start looking and realizing where you can find them and how you can actually, you know, how you can identify them to a point, down to the point. It goes so far that if you go to a square in a city, that you can actually pinpoint the customer you would like to work with because it already looked like that. And it's really that easy. So if you are not sure and you haven't got any customers, be a little bit more proactive towards it and don't just wait for a customer to come to you and just think you throw something out there and you hope someone will bite. This is not fishing. This is really being very, very specific about it and attracting the kind of customer you want by the way you talk, the way you do things. So because, you know, when you decide on a certain age group, for example, your language in whatever you post on social media and whatever you do in the way you talk will most likely fit that profile anyway. You know, if you are someone who has all these fancy words which are spoken, let's say, at a certain age group, and you're talking to someone who's 50 years old, you would just look at you, all right, who are you? You see what I mean? You're not going to attract these kind of people. So in a way, you create your own customer and you're going to attract those customers by actually looking at them, actually being with those customers. And the easiest way to do that is by designing your own customer, by having already something you like anyway. So that helps a lot because you don't need to change, you don't need to adjust. That's you, you know, it works for you from day one. So that's the way how I find my customers. I just go out there and I speak their language because that's what I like. And I know who I want. I have a very specific picture. I go even so far that I have a picture on the wall of my customer. I know exactly how my customer looks like. And that's what I'm looking at. Of course, you automatically attract everything, you know, going around that area. So it's not always directly the customer, you know, which the picture I have on the wall, but sometimes it's also other people, but they are very near to it. So they're not too far away. The reason they come, because they also feel attracted to the way I talk, the way I do things and the way I work. And that works well. That's how customer creation is happening. And that's the way you can go. And then you stop looking at everything else. You just work for this. You decide on that field and that's what you're working in. And you get good at this. You understand them. You know them. You become part of them. And that is customer creation. So I hope that helps you. I hope that gives you a bit of a feel how you can find your own customers. If you want to know more about it and if you want to get some practice into this and not sure how to do it, contact us. Have a look down in the description. You find all the different ways how you can get in touch with us. And just ask your question. And we're really, really happy to answer whatever question you throw in there. And if we can help you in any way, we will. Well, I hope you have fun finding your customer. And I hope you have fun creating your own customer. And, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you becoming successful. Take care, guys. Ciao. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.